What's going on, folks? This is your boy Big Daddy coming at you with the Big Daddy Forever podcast. How in the hell are y'all doing? I had to come outside and do this one. It's beautiful out here on this beautiful, you know what? I don't even know what today is. Sometimes I completely forget. All I know is leap year. Oh, it's February 28th, 2024. I almost said 1924. Damn, I'm really dating my damn self, ain't I? Folks, I hope you're doing good. I really hope you're living your best life. I hope you're out there just having fun. I know things seem like they're all fucked up right now. Depending on your perspective, yeah, it's fucked up. But you also have a choice. Live in the shit or go out there and have some fun. And realize that our time here is limited. Get out there and just do what you got to do to make your life right. Make it joyful. Make it fun. Make it all that, man. You know, we do live in some not. You deal with what comes and, you know, handle the rest. That's all you can do. And sometimes you just have no fucking choice. We don't. We really don't. We have no goddamn choice in the matter. But I do have a choice to do this fun-ass Q&A. Just like I said on my Instagram, drop a question. I'm going to answer it. And this first one, I always get asked this a lot by different people. But I decided to answer this one, you know, just straight up, loud and in color. You know how it goes. Sorry, I'm really relaxed right now, but I'm going to get into this. All right. Big Daddy, moving to Phoenix yet, or you waiting for the 114 degree weather first? Honestly, I don't know. I don't know if Phoenix is somewhere I want to be. It's just sitting back lately, looking at different things and checking out how I've grown, how my needs have changed. I don't know if I want to go to Phoenix. It's not because of the weather. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. The weather doesn't bug me down to the heat. Excuse me, folks, one second. Oh, sorry, I had to get some water. My throat was getting dry. Like I said, I don't know if I want to move to Phoenix anymore. I just don't care for. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's stereotypical of people who live in northern Arizona to move either to Phoenix or Tucson to try to have a better life. And I'm just not with it right now. Things are changing, especially in this last in the last couple of weeks. A lot of shit is just, it's throwing monkey wrenches in left and right. And it's made me look and really feel and reflect what's going on in my life right now. Is it a little sad? Yeah, it is. Is it heartbreaking? Fuck yes, it is. But things happen, right? Things happen whether you want them to or not. And it just becomes a matter of how you choose to go from there. And I just don't choose to go to Phoenix right now. I'm looking at different alternatives of where I want to live. Places more prosperous than Phoenix. Places where I've just been looking. I've been getting a feel for and talking with people like online about, you know, about the area where they live. Texas, I've been looking at Texas big time. I know it's probably no better, especially with that damn hot ass humidity they got there. But I'd rather have humidity than that dry ass heat. Not gonna lie, man. I've lived in humidity before. Lived in Central Cali. Oh man, it's been about a decade and a half now, and I liked it. My skin was good. I was never ashy. I was never ashy. My face was nice and oily and all that good stuff. I didn't have no blemishes. I didn't have no achy joints, no pains, no nothing. And it really was fun. Except for when it rained. Woo, Central Cali began some lightning storms. Man, I ain't gonna lie, that's the only thing that fucking freaked me out. But the only other bad thing is, though, there's really no trees. You have to drive way, way up north or along like the Nevada border and stuff like that if you want to see some forest or anything like that. That's the only bad thing. I've actually looked at California. I've looked at Oregon. I've looked at Nevada, looked at Colorado. Even some places back east. I've even checked out Florida. I've been talking to folks over there, and you know, all those are viable places. I know everyone's like, ew, I ain't want to move there. Ew, I want to move to Phoenix. Shit, I'd rather have my nose running good than sitting there sniffling every five damn seconds and worried about having a damn nosebleed from that dry ass heat. Shit, the choice is simple. But who knows? I've learned to never say never, because when I say never, well, that's when dumb shit happens. So I've just learned, you know, hey, just go with the flow. You know, you don't know how much time you got left. And we really don't. The higher in age that you get, you just don't know when your ticket's coming up. So who knows? Maybe I will, maybe I won't. So hope that answers your question. We're going to move on to the next one. Big Daddy, you going to see Dune Part 2? Also, did you see the unintentionally erotic popcorn tub from AMC? I am going to see Dune Part 2 after I watched the first one. I still haven't seen the first one. I get wrapped up in other shit and I start repeating shows I've already watched because I get into those shows. But I do need to check out the first Dune. That leaves this Friday, huh? Yeah, it leaves this Friday off of Netflix and other places. I do need to watch it. I've seen the previews and I've heard good things about the second one from test viewers. I haven't seen the popcorn tub from AMC. I got to check it out. No, when I seen this question, I'm like, I'm going to wait. That way on the next podcast, I can tell you exactly what happened, what my reaction was to it. It'll be a good laugh because knowing you, the person who asked this question, man, you check in on all this shit all the time. And it's going to be fun because, you know, you don't give me no bunk shit to look at or bring up crazy questions. You're like, hey, did you see this? How about this? And I get all curious and shit like that and fucking want to start twerking all over the damn place. Like, all right, I gotta check it out. So no to both of those, but I will. If you watch it before I do, let me know your reaction, because you know me, even the people tell me, you know, what's going on in the plot in the movie, I'm still gonna watch just because, you know, because I want to get that experience still. I've had people ruin entire movies for me before, and I don't know, it's just, I still watch because I gotta give my take on it. You know, I know other people who watch movies and shows and they get so goddamn critical, man. It's like, well, you know, for me, well, you know, it's not about you, motherfucker. Get it through your head by now. It's not about you. Gives a fuck what you think. I only do that with certain people, not everybody. So, Senor, thank you for the question. I will say yes to both soon because I have to say no to both because I haven't seen either one, and I will. Cool. Next question. Big Daddy, how's everything going at Noble Ground Coffee? You know, it's going. You know, I don't know. Being back in the corporate world is different. And what I call corporate is a business entity that has two or more properties. And Noble Ground Coffee, you know, they're good. They're good people. I work with a good crew. I have good managers. They just need to all get on the same damn page. They need to get some standards in. They, you know, a starting business, I guess I was expecting them to have their shit together just a little bit more. But, you know, they're working on things. Of course, we were the first store to open up in Arizona. I really feel we were the test center. A lot of our shit's already breaking down, and I'm not gonna lie, it's pissing me off because we can't do our job well. But that's the thing that happens with, you know, with, like I've said before, with companies who are mainly stationed like in Phoenix, anything south of the Mogollon Rim, they have their own world. Whenever they do businesses up north, that's where things start fucking up. There's a couple of bar and grills, like big name bar and grills that started off in Phoenix, had a few bar and grills up here in Flagstaff, and they're no longer around. Why? Because they've all said the same damn thing. They never came and checked on us. They never, ever treated us like the stores down in Phoenix. Why? Because they're right there. They always wanted, because all the bar and grills that I went to, I had friends who were managers over there. They all said the same thing. I just wish they would come up here and act like they cared as much as they cared about their Phoenix and or Tucson stores. That's never, ever gonna happen. Is it happening with this company now? A little bit. I see it. But there's, oh no, one of the main bosses, he's always up here. He comes and checks on us, man. He got my undying respect. Does he want to be up here? Does it look like? No. Am I grateful? Are we all grateful that he makes the effort to come up here? Absolutely. Absolutely. just so damn grateful. He comes in, he'll how's it going? What can we do? What can we do to better serve you guys? And of course, I have lots of ideas. We all have lots of ideas, but me generally speaking, I have lots of ideas I want to do for Noble up here at our store. But I'm always being told, well, Philip, don't stress them out. I know you got questions, but no, just don't stress them out. What do you mean don't stress them out? I work here. It's my job to ask them questions. It's my job to make sure that I'm trying to help you guys succeed. But I'm getting to a point now where I'm just like, you know what? Maybe I will shut up. Fuck it. I won't say a goddamn thing. Even though I see a lot of things going on in the store, I'm just not going to say shit no more, man, because it irks me. It really does. Well, it irks me right now because I'm talking about it, saying it out loud. It's fucking with me. It's pissing me off. And I want to see our store succeed. But there's certain things that we need that they're not giving us. Like, for instance, we need a separate social media. Okay, there's the main one, Noble Ground Coffee, but you know, I got tired of posting shit. I got tired of sending them pictures because they would never post our shit. Everything what they did was down there in Phoenix, all the videos, all the shit. And they would say, well, do stuff and then send it to us. Why? You don't put it up. Fuck. There's events that we could be going to. We're part of the chamber, but we don't go to the damn chamber. So, yes, I'm not trying to turn this into a big ass rant about my job because I really do love my job. You know, it's coffee. That's all it is. It's coffee. I really feel right now that the main drama is fucking gone and good riddance. Yeah, I said it. Gone and good fucking riddance, because there's a certain point in time if someone's treating you like, you know, like you ain't shit because they have a big ass head, and then they turn around, they get got. Oh, yeah. Justice. I don't give a fuck. Yeah, I said it. But anyway, yes, it's going. It could be better. I hope it gets better. I hope that I'm around a little bit longer to help him succeed with whatever, you know, with whatever I can do. You know, I would love to start the event team up here and, you know, go to NEU games and, you know, especially like right now during the summertime, well, springtime right now is gearing up for a lot of good shit that's going to be happening up here, but we don't have a presence at a lot of this stuff. I make suggestions, so do other people, but it's like Silence of the Lambs after that. So do I keep pushing, or do I just shut my fucking mouth up and just move on? I'm at a point right now where it's like, hey, it might be just time for you to move on. Yeah, I'll just leave it at that, because I don't want to. I ain't gonna lie, I can keep going. I'm frustrated, and I don't want to, you know, make anyone look bad, because I'm not. You asked, I'm answering. I really do hope this job succeeds, and I hope this company succeeds. And I'm gonna leave it right there, because I'm going on to the next question. Big Daddy, and I love this one. Can I take you out to dinner? You sure in the hell can. You sure the hell can. But just know, I don't eat meat. I don't eat dairy. I don't even call myself a vegan anymore. I call myself a clean eater. And clean eating involves, with me, no meat. Lots of vegetables, lots of fruit. You know, if it has fish, I'll fuck with some fish, especially if it's salmon. If you try to feed me catfish, I'm going to throw it at you. Or if you try to feed me tilapia, I'm going to slap you with it, because those are bottom feeders. Them motherfuckers, they eat anything. They're like the roaches of the damn seafood chain. And shrimp, too. I used to love shrimp. And then I saw a video one day. A guy was like, it was a series that's off of YouTube now. It's called This Is What You're Eating. And one of the first videos that he did, it was he was showing people eating lots and lots of shrimp. I mean, shrimp by the pound, and fucking it up, making it all kinds of different ways. But then he showed exactly how shrimp eat. Shrimp eat anything and everything. They'll eat the shit from other fish. They get all in their damn teeth. They clean that shit out. They eat every fucking thing. They are really the true roaches of the sea. Catfish too. Tilapia. All those popular fish that you see in the stores that people like devour. Salmon's not that way. You just have to be careful. If it says, what is it called? Fresh farmed salmon. You got to be careful with that shit. I just watched this show on Netflix that was showing, you know, the most popular foods that we eat today, how it's maintained. Even the food, even when it says cage free, free roaming, whatever that shit is, it's still not healthy. The way they treat you know, the chickens and the cows and everything. Don't be fooled, folks. That's why I've been eating all my fruits and vegetables lately. And people say, well, where do you get your protein from? Pendejos, let me explain to you where you get protein from. You get protein from the fucking plants. You don't get, you know, if you get protein from meat, it's protein that's not supposed to be digested in our system. If you want protein from meat, you can't cook it. That's what this show showed me. And I went on a little escapade of researching all this shit. I was like, wait a minute. So we've been eating meat wrong the whole time. If you want the protein, that animal protein, we have to eat it raw. And it's still even not digestible, or it can fully integrate with our systems. And I know a lot of when I first went vegan, people were asking me, no, wait a minute. This is supposed to be, can you take me out on a date? Yeah, I'm so sorry. Yes, the hell you can. Goddamn, you probably don't want to take me out on a date no more, huh? I wouldn't take me out on no damn date right now. Just hearing all that shit. Man, I am so sorry. But yes, please take me out on a date. It's been a while since I've been out on a date. And the last date I did go on, man, it was good. Oh, God, it was bad. It was... Needless to say, we went off on each other inside the damn bar, and she got in her feelings. I didn't. I just walked out on her, but I hope you don't do that to me. Well, I know you. I'm really surprised you asked me, can you take me out on a date? Because we've stood next to each other several times. I didn't know you felt that way, and that's cool. Fuck yeah. Please take me out on a date. I don't care what the hell. You know what? Even if you were to just take me to Lake Mary and just say, hey, you know what? I made a basket. Or I made peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Can we just go hang out? Can we call this a date? Fuck yes. I am so damn simple. Any kind of special time I get to have with family and friends, or, you know, dates, hey, I'm down for it. But like I said, I just went on the tirade. I don't know if you want to take me on a date anymore. I apologize, but, you know, me and my big ass mouth sometimes. You know what? Before I make myself even worse, I'm just going to jump on to the next question. Big Daddy, how sexy are you? Motherfucker, I'm sexy. Okay? I'm sexy. I don't give a shit. You know what? It's taking me a long ass time to get good with myself to finally realize and say, Philip, you's a sexy half-breed ass bald son of a bitch. Boy, before you, someone asked me, Philip, are you sexy? What the fuck are you talking about? Do I look gay to you? Yeah, back down to say, do I look gay to you? Do I look queer or something? No. I can say it with I don't care if people think I'm gay or queer or whatever. Fuck yeah, I'm sexy. My voice is sexy. The way I walk is sexy. The way I treat people is sexy. The way I do my math is sexy. The way I do my damn podcast is goddamn sexy. I don't give a shit. Big Daddy Sexy, a.k.a. government name Philip Anthony Magana. I shouldn't say that because now people are like, oh, we're going to look him up now. See what kind of trouble he's been in. Hell, there's a full episode out there. Just me tattling on myself. Just go find it. Matter of fact, if I find it, I'll say it on the next podcast. That way you guys can just listen to it. I did. I go from A to Z tattling on myself. The stuff I've done. The shit I've done. Where I've been. I'm human just like everybody else. But I'm still sexy about it. I brush my teeth funky, but I do it sexy. I shave my head. I may cut it up sometimes, but goddamn it, I cut and shave my head sexily. Sexily, yes, that's a new word for y'all. So don't sweat the technique unless you do it sexy-wise. Y'all crazy. I don't know why I fuck with y'all. Anyway, I got to get going. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here, folks. Thank you for just thank you for being fucking you. I love y'all. And for those who listen in, chime in with me, thank you. I appreciate you so much. Podcasting is, I'm going to predict something right now. I'm just totally off the subject, but I see podcasting as the way to go within the next, I say between now and the next 10 years. We're always going to have radio broadcasting, okay? That's not going away. The radio stations will always be here. I just think those are going to change up. They're not going to be in these big ass studios no more. It's technology is getting too. Some of my friends were talking about the other day. It's getting compact. You know, like right now, I'm recording this on my phone. I have a microphone hooked up to my phone. It's my Q2U USB standard ass microphone. Okay. I have an attachment hooked into my phone. I am running this off of the basic Samsung voice recorder. Only thing I do is I get the episode, throw it in the computer in Audacity. I do a one button macro, and then it comes out sounding just as fucking sexy as can be. And I am so goddamn proud of myself because I've been learning all this shit. People talking about, oh, your ass is too old. You can't learn all of this. Motherfucker, fuck you. The people who say that, and especially if you say that to other people. Hell, me, I'm learning AI programming right now. And not gonna lie, folks, it's scary. The things that we are gonna be able to do with AI, hell, some of the shit we can do right now with AI is fucking scary. I wanna make a utility program. That's all I wanna do. I wanna make a utility AI where it talks to you. But right now with that, and it's so damn simple, I found a program that lets you copy your voice in AI, and it'll talk. You know, if you start typing like certain words, and if you record it into the computer, it'll analyze your voice, and whatever you type out, it'll talk back to you using your damn voice. You could change the pitch, the variation, the variables, all that stuff. You can make it high pitch, low pitch, whatever. And I'm like, oh my God, this project I can do now, the one I've been putting on the back burner for a couple months now, because trying to get everyone together to help me record the voices for my project, I can just do this shit myself. Fuck them. But fuck them in the good way. I'm not saying fuck them in the bad way. It's like, fuck them, because I'm tired of trying to get people together to do projects where it involves like audio dramas. And when I heard that, it really absolutely tripped me the fuck out. And I'm back, folks. I apologize. I dropped my damn phone, or I hit something and it turned off, and I don't know what I did. I did something, but I'm back for a little bit longer. I'm over here at the softball park here in town, and you know, it's funny. When I used to come here as a kid, the baseball diamonds, no, like there's three separate baseball fields, and they all look like shit back then. The parking lot looked like shit. It was just a dirt parking lot. No grass out in the fields, really. No side playgrounds, nothing. They've really improved this, man. They've thrown some money into this. There's batting cages now. They look nice. They elevated some of the terrain. They even redid the little football field that's over here. And I'm really impressed. They actually have better bathrooms now. They actually have, let me see what else they got. Looks like lights around the stadium. No, like little stadium. The baseball fields. Man, they really did this up. It's a 100% turnaround from what I remember when I was a kid. But hey. That's life, huh? Times change, things change. Just like I said, everything's gonna be different. I really feel things are gonna be different in 10 years. Radio is not gonna be the same. Hell, satellite radio like Sirius XM, all those things, those are even gonna be different. I think that's gonna be the way to go here real soon, because people get tired of holding back on public radio. You gotta watch your mouth. You gotta be careful with sponsors and shit like that. You gotta just be mindful of a lot of shit. Where on satellite, there's no filter. You can cuss as much as you want. You can cuss and carry on, act a fool, and you can do all that stuff. And you know, it works. And people seem to enjoy it. I know there's a lot of stations on satellite radio that I enjoy. There's a lot of internet radio stations that I enjoy. Some of them still watch the language, you know, as, you know, I guess as appropriate, or as they should do, whatever, how kind of censorship they want to put on themselves. But you know what? I've been working on a station. It's just stay tuned. There's a lot of things I got going on right now. And just stay tuned. And when it happens, I want to have guests. I want to have all that stuff. And it's going to be fun. Yes, I keep going. Like breathing real hard. It's just nice out here. I'm sorry, this all this beauty's got me all mind-boggling and takes my breath away, which is why I'm going to get off here really this time, and I'm going to go enjoy this. Thank you for checking in with me. Thank you for those who listen in. Thank you for listening. For those who love me, thank you for loving me the way you do. I appreciate you, and keep doing the damn thing. If you really want to be a podcaster, like some of you have asked me, you know, how do I start podcasting? Let's hook up. I'm on Threads. I'm on Instagram. Find me. Let's talk. Cool? In the meantime, y'all take it easy. And as always, mwah, peace.